This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, let's check in with Captain Darryl Carpenter, RealScreamers.com. And Darryl, can you update us any more on the extent of the fish kill down in that area? It seems to be one of the areas that was the hardest hit.
Well, Don, you know, there's been no more anecdotal evidence of it, so to speak. I mean, we're not seeing any more dead fish or anything like that. And, you know, during that warm-up we had a week or so ago, it didn't seem like it hurt very much because there was fish everywhere. Now, this week's been a little bit different, been a little bit difficult. There hadn't been a whole lot to talk about simply because, you know, we're in that time of the year where it's very hard to plan anything. You try to plan a trip and you know, just like the last couple of days, you try to plan a trip and then you show up and, you know, the wind's done kicked up to 20, 30 miles an hour and, you know, you got to send people to the store to buy rain gear because you know they're going to get wet cutting across that bay and that type of stuff. So it's kind of difficult to plan anything and spend a lot of time on the water this time of the year. But, man, I mean, I'm optimistic. The reports that we got, you know, and all of the fish that came in during that little warm snap, I'm kind of optimistic. It wasn't as bad as you know, as a lot of it kind of seemed at first.
Yeah, I think that's kind of the consensus that's coming out. And, again, in the scheme of things, you know, you might see a pile of dead fish in one particular area and it looks massive. But when you look at the total numbers of fish and the amount of area, water area that we've got out there, it really doesn't amount to a whole lot.
Well, you know, you can pile up all of the pictures, all of the social media stuff and everything that I saw, you know, around the Barataria Basin. And it don't equal one Saturday in June for what rolls into Bridgeside Marina.
That's what I'm talking about, yeah.
I mean, you know, I keep telling my people that are calling and asking about it. My customers are worried about it. Like, I keep telling them, you know, we got somewhat of an idea of what died, but we have no idea of what lived. And time's going to tell that. I mean, we need some stable weather to come in. We need it to start warming up. That the water temperatures have been way up, but let it start warming up and get a little bit of consistency to it. And within a couple of months, we should be able to tell you, look, are we going to have a tough couple of years of while they rebound, or is it going to be normal? But only time's going to tell that right now.
You know, Darryl, when the reports come in on fish kills because of freezes, generally, it's speckled trout, number one, because they're probably the one that's most susceptible. But you do hear about black drum and redfish. You ever hear of a whole bunch of sheephead freezing to death? That is one tough fish.
You know,
I don't think it bothers.
I was talking to two other charter captains the other day, and that was the topic. The topic was, you know, if anything's concerning about it, it's the number of sheephead that we saw dead.
Oh,
now,
that's unusual.
Now that tells me, you know, I guess what I'm analyzing on that is apparently we still had a whole lot of grass and stuff left in the marsh, and those sheephead hadn't moved out for their spawn yet. because a lot of people think sheep head's main ingredient or main diet is barnacles and that type of stuff, but their primary diet is grass. I mean, they're pretty much vegetarian. So I mean, that's why you see them in the summertime and in the spring in all of these ponds and stuff. When you get in the shallow water redfish ponds, you got all these sheep head in there because they're in there eating vegetation. But you know, it kind of surprised me to see them all floating.
Yeah, I think that's probably one of the things that protect them is the fact that they do spawn offshore and they probably leave before any of the freezers get there. But this one kind of caught them, I guess, with their pants down, so to speak, and probably took a toll on them. But there's so many sheephead out there, you know, again, it's I don't think it's going to make much of a difference at all.
No, and frankly, you know, they are a commercial fish, but the price that they've been getting the last few years, there hasn't been a whole lot of pressure on them on the commercial side either, I don't believe.
Yeah, and that's a shame, and I guess it's all over that name, you know. Sheephead kind of deters people from considering a real delicacy when you hear that name and you look at those big teeth when you look at the fish. But it's as fine a fish to eat as there is that swims in salt water. There's no doubt about that.
That is correct.
They outlawed calling it bay snapper because they said that was a deceptive practice because they're not a member of the snapper family. And then they came up with Rondo Sea Bream. How many people call you, Darryl, and say, hey, I want to catch some Rondo Sea Bream. What you got open?
I've never heard that whatsoever, but I have seen a lot of restaurants sell it twice, calling them catfish. So, I mean, where is the deceptive practice, right?
Yeah, well, they're starting to crack down on that, particularly with the shrimp. That's a whole other story about places that are saying fresh Gulf shrimp and come from another Gulf, not the Gulf.
Yeah, Gulf of where?
Or the Gulf of America. They're coming from the Gulf of Indonesia and the Gulf of Ecuador. You know, and you talk about tariffs. That's where tariffs need to be, is on those shrimp coming in.
You know, it's been a good couple of weeks, and it's going to be a good couple of weeks for this next freeze going to do like I'm doing. I mean, my boat's up on blocks right now, and we're finishing up on some fingernail polish and some hair curlers and trying to get her looking good or looking better at least. And, you know, it's tough right now, man, with the weather being as unstable as it is this time of the year. It's time to do the maintenance
it's gonna
get things ready.
Darryl, realscreamers.com, give them that phone number.
225-937-6288.
And I got it memorized. Thank you, Darryl. Talk to you next week.
Have a good one, Don. See you Tuesday.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes. You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.